Still waiting. Close that door as well.
Control.
It's not about control, it's about audio quality. She doesn't want to do it inside because outside she can smoke.
Of course.
Inside there's better audio because there's less air conditioning.
But I can't smoke. I actually here don't have a smoke thing.
No, there is over there.
Why are you using sunglasses?
Because it's my personality. Plus you psychology. So you can't look into my eyes and look into my mind.
not look to your mind. He's complaining because sometimes he lies. He lie and I can see this in his eyes. I'm sorry for that, my love.
So, welcome to the first episode of
Phil's How Connection. Is to Live with a Bipolar Wife.
Welcome to the first episode of Phil's Connection, and the first episode will be about
how to live with a bipolar wife and how to live with a controlling husband.
Okay.
He's making a movie, and you see he's all cute and beautiful with his sunglasses, and I'm just trash because I just came. I was not expecting that. Thank you so much. You're so sweet, you know.
What do you mean to do? I haven't even showered today.
Yeah, and the people in the camera knows that's happening.
Yeah, so I've been sick at home, food poisoning. So we can't take too long because...
This means that he's been the king in the throne those 2 days.
Yeah, anyway, I need you to leave your phone alone. Oh, that's not your phone.
No, that's not my phone.
Put this thing on silent.
My phone is always on silent.
See, she thinks
worry.
I'm a control freak.
He's always...
Do you know that that's something that my mom always called my dad?
What?
Control freak.
Yeah, but you take this from him, probably. For sure. Sorry, Mr. Philip, but yeah, actually, I already saw that on you. I'm sorry, Mr. Philip.
Okay, so where are we going to start?
Whenever you're ready.
No, this is already recording.
Okay, what do you want to talk?
I don't have to control it so much. It's already in
there. What do you want to talk?
So you said the first episode is about how to live with a bipolar wife.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I used to see so many blogs of people saying like, how terrible is to live with a bipolar mother or a bipolar wife. Oh my God, my wife is a monster. She's a bipolar. But nobody says that. Sometimes don't need to be a bipolar to be a difficult person. Controlling can be like that too. A controlling person.
Okay.
Okay. Start. You start. How is to be with a bipolar wife?
I've never said anything like that about you, though.
No. Sometimes you say that I see... too much detail on the things.
No, so she takes small things.
Yeah.
And she makes them, like, huge.
Like? And give example.
We'll go back to that garlic pot.
No, that's not right. Why?
No,
why about that?
It's a good example.
Okay, let's explain this story. I invited him to help me to cook. And then like have things for him to do, you know, like cutting the tomato.
Which was finished?
No, calm down. cut the tomato. I don't know anything. It was not the soup at the time. Oh, it was the chicken, eh? Was the chicken, and have lots of things that he could do, but then he decided to start to clean. I not invited you to clean. I invited you to help him to cook.
So what was the
help not means cook.
So what was the dish? What was the dinner that you were cooking?
I remember about the chicken and
pasta. So I'll say it's pasta chicken. It's chicken breast fried in a pan. Which she has a special sauce for, a garlic paste, and pasta, obviously made in a pot with water. So the pasta was already in the pot, or the water was boiling or whatever. Oh, there's another thing actually, there's a second example, I just remembered.
Okay, good. I love second examples.
Okay, so we'll keep to the pot, so first example.
Guys, I'm sorry, my nose is so big and name's so ugly here, but okay, continue.
Okay, so the first example is... She had cut the chicken, cleaned the chicken, and she'd put it in this, Tupperware, and she'd, you know, to get the paste all around the chicken, and it's done. And that, now the chicken was in the pan, cooking.
Yes.
Right. So when I cook, I run around the kitchen cooking and cleaning at the same time, so that when I'm done, it doesn't look like anybody's been in the kitchen, but the food is done. So that's how I do it, right? Mm. Thanks, Mom, for teaching me that. So she invited me to come cook with her. Everything had been done. I'd cut the tomatoes. She'd done the chicken. The pasta was waiting for the water. It's not a very complicated dish. But we were spending time together. We were enjoying our time together until...
Who was spending... Who was enjoying the time
together? We were enjoying the time together until... until... Yours truly put the Tupperware that had been used for mixing the chicken and the paste into the basin to get it clean.
And then what happened?
And all the hell broke loose.
What happened?
What did you say to me?
What happened?
She went off her skull, shouting and screaming and going crazy. Why did you clean that? I didn't ask you to clean that. And it was just like a massive thing for something so small and insignificant.
Okay, that was his point of view. Let's go to the bipolar wife point of view. Actually, I invited him to come cook with me. Help, help. But then he started just to cleaning.
Nothing else was there to do.
Cleaning. And then... my way to do the chicken is like, I mix with the spices and all that, and then I put in the pan, and then that dirty Tupperware, as he said, I still have some garlic, you know, and then I put some boiling water to stop that, you making me lose the concentration. And then after some points of the chicken, I put that water, okay, to cook better the chicken. Thanks, Mom, to teach me that. Oh, I had seen that. And then when he gets the Tupperware, when I look around and look for the Tupperware, where the hell it is? When I look at Philip, he was like, with a smile. And I was like, where is the green Tupperware? And he said, I wash. I swear, guys. I wanted to grab him. If it was a window in the kitchen, I would really throw him from the window. You know? I'm not asking you to clean. I hate, like, all the thing that I hate, it's when I'm home with him, you know, he's in the holiday day, and he was supposed to be like around me, with kids, watching a serie, you know, eating popcorn, and then he's cleaning. Why? And what's the second example? I want to hear. What is that mouth for?
it was about the second example was about the boiling water. What's something about the boiling water?
Oh, yes. Listen there.
I think it was a different day or the same day.
No, it was other day. I put the water to boil in the kettle, okay? I was cooking. You know, like, some woman will understand what I mean. I was cooking, and I put the water to boil in the kettle. And then when I turn around, the kettle was not boiling anymore. The water was in the pan, in the stove. Why?
Because it...
I don't know. Because we not pay the gas. We not pay the gas, but we pay the electricity.
No, well, I think the water was...
That thing, yes, is that. That you say to me. But the thing is, the kettle boiled the water like in 2 minutes. In the pan takes at least 10.
Yeah, but the chicken...
I went out of my mind.
It was more than 10 minutes to boil in the pan, but... The chicken wasn't even started yet, and that takes 20 minutes.
Don't matter! It was not for the chicken, it was for the pasta.
Oh, well.
Okay. It's because you not pay the gas.
That was my bad. But the pasta...
Of course it was your bad!
The garlic pot was not a, like...
No, you said...
I was innocent.
You said some... innocent. What did this method? You said, oh yeah, guys, like, one day, he decided, I'm not asking, okay? He decided to help me to make a soup. And then he asked it to me. I said to him, okay, you want to help? Then, how you say, peel off the skin of the potato, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, peel, né?
Peel the potatoes, yeah.
Yeah, peel the potatoes. And then he asked it to me, how many? I said, 5. He did 6.
All right, so explanation for me.
No, and then like, and the problem is, I was already like, very, you know, I was already on my limits because he sometimes he can be so control. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't with that control of Philip. And then that day, he did that.
But that wasn't about control.
It was not 6 actually, it was 7.
Yeah, so it wasn't control.
And then I was like, why the f*** you asked to me how many if you already have in your mind that is 7 that you want to peel?
So I asked her how many because I needed to know how many her like critical mass was, how many she needed to make the dinner. I added extra because I knew I was very hungry, more than normal, and I needed to ensure that there was enough left for me to take with to work the next day.
But something that he's not saying is I always make food more than like more quantity, always expecting that someone will eat much more. Plus, always expecting to make more for him to take for lunch next day. Plus, the soup staying in the fridge for 1 week.
Oh, I forgot the soup behind. It was a good soup though. All right, a bit of context. Those are the 3 examples. It was a bit of a mess. Like, we haven't scripted this.
But have at least 100.
Yeah, so this is Vanessa. She's my wife. I'm obviously Phil. She's Brazilian, not native English speaking, but she's very good at English, unlike what she thinks. And yeah, we are living not in Brazil, not in South Africa where I'm from. So yeah, we are expats. And yeah. This is just a small
example. 3 kids.
3 kids. Just a small example of life in our household. Fun and games, but always smiles and always love.
And fighting.
And lots of fights, but always end with
love. He always deny.
But no control.
And he never assume he's wrong.
There's no control though.
That's control.
You know, you're demonetizing me every time you swear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Join us next time where we dive into more interesting or uninteresting topics, depending if you tune in or not. Yeah, unscripted. So thanks for joining us. Until next time. Bye-bye.